This call may be recorded. Right. Press 1 to accept.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hey, sorry about that. I guess I was just confused because my 2018 is too long ago for me to remember it, so I'm assuming that you have those lease agreements.
The last I have for the downstairs is Tyler York.
Okay.
So I think after him was who?
Well, what year did he sign the lease agreement?
Tyler York?
Yeah.
They terminated October
2018. Okay.
It seems like it was the laws after that.
Okay. You don't have a
Do you remember anything about theirs?
You don't have a lease
no,
agreement for the laws?
No, I don't.
You've been the same. Well, it would have been the same rate as what York paid.
Okay. Do you remember anything about when they were in and out of there?
No. Had to be around October till I don't know.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
March or April. And then Goldsmith didn't move till like June.
Okay. That's all I needed then.
Okay.
Love you.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Listening to more of your podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
What
did he say?
He's just suggesting a bunch of tactics that are abusive that I don't really see that I've done.
Like what?
Like being controlling and manipulative and all that. Don't worry, I'll keep trying. Did you ever order that impact gun?
No.
Huh?
No.
Was Brianna going to talk to Kevin, or do I need to follow up with him, or what?
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Well, how did you guys leave it?
I don't know.
What did you guys say about it?
Nothing. She just what I told you. That she's like was like I saw the disaster waiting to happen, and he doesn't. He thinks that Jesse can be responsible for stuff, and doesn't think of Jesse like a disabled person.
Okay. Anything else from me?
Austin.
Yeah.
If you're going to punish me emotionally.
Never been my goal to punish you emotionally.
Yeah, it has. We've pointed out specific instances of you doing it.
What?
You call it, I'm sorry, I was frustrated if I pointed out enough, but the truth is that you change your demeanor toward me and you choose not to be warm and you choose not to reward me with your affection and attention and you choose to treat me with contempt and resentment and coldness and hostility. If I'm expressing an idea that's contrary to what you want to have happen. And that caused me to have to work full time to put you through grad school when I didn't feel comfortable with that dynamic.
You never expressed that to me.
Yes, I did. And you were awful to me. It was horrific. You were so mean and ugly, and you were telling me how I had no idea what I was talking about, and it's ridiculous for me to think that I was the one who was making more money when I had no concept of the fact that over the next 10 years, you were going to make 100 times as much money as I was, and this was just like a blip. And I had no right to feel taken advantage of. I mean, it was just the way you talked down to me and treated me like I was terrible. It's such the ability for me to continue having those conversations with you or to make my own actual decisions about how long I comfortable being employed full time for somebody else to leech that salary for their own personal advancement. And it turns out all
leeching at all. I mean,
I'm saying
I mean, ultimately, if you leave me, I've agreed to give you all of our assets. So
No. I'm talking about you're trying to identify the controlling behaviors. I'm not trying to accuse you of taking my salary. I'm saying that you're wanting to identify the controlling behaviors. And so I'm saying when you hear me, you're so big on this TED saying we get to both have different opinions and that's okay. But you won't recognize that when what I want to actually take action on in my life and what I feel comfortable with and what I need in order to be okay is expressed, I get punished. And I'm not talking about, oh, you express a different opinion. I'm talking about you express a different opinion in a way that's condescending and emotionally punishing. In other words, I don't get the benefit of a warm relationship with you if I'm not complying with what you want to have happen. And you say things that are really insulting and really demeaning and really harmful. And what that does is that trains me, like a dog, over time to avoid saying things that might put you in that mood because that mood is so toxic. And that mood makes me feel like I'm the bad wife because I said something to cause conflict in the marriage. And so for me to feel like a good wife, I have to avoid doing things that are going to cause conflict in the marriage. But in reality, it's not a tit-for-tat, back and forth, two to tango, like, communication problem. It's you punishing me when I'm expressing that I want to do something that doesn't fit with your idea of what you want to have happen, and rewarding me by calling me pet names and being tender to me and complimenting me and extolling my virtues whenever I'm supporting your vision and when I'm in lockstep with what you want to have happen. It's a training.
It's a conditioning.
What?
It's a conditioning. It's a training. It's
I feel like any time that
emotional punishments. And the net result has been we've always done what you wanted to do. And you have this idea that I'm somehow the one in control here. Well, that's just never been the case. And you have been violent. You've had an idea a lot of times that I'm the one who gets what I want. And that's just simply not been the case. At all. And
I feel like any time that I disagree with you, that you categorize it as abusive, and I think that that's not healthy, and that we need to be able to disagree without it being abusive. I don't.
We can disagree, but that's not. And it's very manipulative for you to try to make me feel that way. It's extraordinarily manipulative for you to tell me that I'm calling it abuse just because I disagree. I am extremely skilled at logic. I have skills in civil debate that surpass 99.9% of Americans. I'm in the absolute top tier that you can find of people who know how to think about the actual issues and about the actual conflict in a straight line, without resorting to ad hominem, without resorting to sleight of hand, without resorting to change of subject. I know that I can recognize somebody expressing a different opinion than mine.
Okay, I'm not saying that you can't,
because
it's not.
You know, you seem to tell me that you automatically categorize that as abuse. And nobody's allowed to have a different opinion than you, or it's automatically abuse. That's what you mean. And that's wrong of you to try to tell me that about myself, because it's not true. That's a manipulative tactic that you want me to take upon myself, that it's all in my perception, it's all in my imagination, it's all in my mind, and really I'm the one who's controlling, and really I just don't like that you don't agree with me, so I just call it abuse. And you want me to forget about the violence. You want me to forget about
there's no violence.
The
Jesus.
Dustin, like when you walk outside of your house completely naked and like to show my mother intentionally your penis and your testicles. To disturb her, to make a point that she has no business helping me move the rest of the items out of our rental that I made a commitment to our tenants I would move out of the rental.
No, she had no business moving my items at my property.
So we've actually reached the point in several occasions where you admitted that it was reasonable for her to do what she was doing. And now you're showing yet another phase of reverting. She wasn't doing anything wrong.
It's reasonable for her to take my property?
We were moving things from a rental. And you understand now, better than you ever have, that that stuff belongs to me. And that rental property
belongs to you?
The piano?
The piano from my childhood belongs to you?
Dustin, we acquired that piano after we got married. That wasn't yours from your childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, no, Dustin, it wasn't. It wouldn't have been at the Amelia Arts
Academy. Since I was like six.
It doesn't matter. This is a delusional sense of having a right to abuse people with your nudity. This is not normal. It's not okay. It's not logical. It's just controlling, and it's just abusive.
But it's not controlling to take somebody's piano.
Dustin, you have to understand that that piano definitely was Deb's the entire time it was in her house. And after we got married, it was still Deb's, as evidenced by the fact that it was at the Amelia Arts Academy for years without your knowledge. There is no way that you can make any legal or rational claim that it belonged to you during that time.
How did your mom make a claim that it belonged to her?
No, it belonged to me. She didn't move it. I moved it. She didn't move it.
Deb didn't give the piano to you. She gave it to me. Wait.
That's
got
no,
nothing
that's
to do with your
true.
Mother.
Dustin, anyway. After you're married to somebody, you can't give something to one of them without it being joint property. That's not possible. The only way something can belong to you is if you owned it prior to becoming married. And even if that had been your property and not mine, we still signed a lease agreement for somebody else to occupy and have use of the rental property. And when that's the case, to remove items that are stopping people from having their legal right to occupy a residence, that could be done by anybody. Because just because something belongs to you doesn't mean that you have a right to store it where somebody else has residential usage rights. Nobody was doing anything sinful against you. Nobody was doing anything controlling to you or bad to you or harmful to you. But you have an unreasonable sense of a right to control other people.
I'm controlling other people by them taking my items and moving them without my permission. That's literally the logic.
No, Dustin, that piano belonged to me, and I was behaving as a servant to you by collecting rent to further your empire. And I know that Deb gave that.
I think this is extremely emblematic of this entire thing. You're saying
it is,
that.
Dustin. It is. I was doing something
I,
that
I agree.
Was
completely agree. You did something that I told you not to do.
But you think that I have to obey you like a 3-year-old, and that's not reasonable.
No, I don't.
But what I'm saying
that.
Is the fact that the result of me doing what I, as a responsible adult, knew was best and fitting for the situation, and the punishment was that you walked outside completely naked, exposing your genitals to my mother as a way of punishing us, that's what we're talking about.
Walked to my front door because she was not welcome at my house.
No, you stepped outside of the door.
I was in the doorway.
You stepped outside of the door. You were on the porch. You stepped outside of the door. You were on the porch. And your reason for doing it is crazy. And you can't think that an action like that doesn't exert control over the people you do it to forever after that event. In fact, the reason you did it, because let's face it, the piano was already moved. It wasn't going back just because you walked outside naked. The reason
she doesn't
you
have
did
a right
it,
to come over to my house unwelcome.
Exactly. But you understand.
It's completely rational.
Well, no, she's my mother. And she was helping me with something on property that belonged to me.
No, it was property that belonged
to me. And the right
to
response
me,
is somebody's trespass.
And
if
she
someone's
did not have a right to handle my property without my permission. She does not have that right.
Justin, no, the property belonged to me, and she is my mother. And if you felt like she was trespassing because you didn't want her here, even though the other property owner was permitting it, the correct action to take is for you to call the police so that they
that's
can
my prerogative.
No trespass. No, it's not. It's illegal for you to do what you did. It's not your prerogative to show your genitals to somebody without their consent.
They didn't have my consent
to
be on my property.
She was way out in the driveway, and she had my consent, and this real estate belongs to me. We purchased it jointly. She wasn't doing anything illegal, and that's the reason that you knew the police wouldn't have helped you. And she wasn't even doing anything wrong. What she was doing was a net benefit to you. She was doing good. But what you did was criminal, and the reason that behavior is criminal is because it is an assault. It is criminal because it is an assault to the people that you do it to, and it is intended to warp their mind and control them and cause them to fear you because you seem crazy. And you're teaching them, don't ever do with my property what I don't want you to do with my property again, or this is what's going to happen. How does that feel? Yeah, that'll show you. That's controlling. And right now, if you can look back
controlling
that far into the
my
past,
items.
If you can look that far back, no, Dustin. You understand we had rented out the other property and we had moved to this property and we had tenants there. And we had joint marital property that I needed help moving because you weren't willing to help me move it.
We also had an agreement not to move it. So we
no.
had an agreement with the tenants that it would be there until we decide what to do with it together.
No,
there was no,
no.
agreement between
no.
me and you and your parents to move my items without my permission.
They were my items. They were my items. And I told the tenants a few weeks because you told me a few weeks. And let's be honest, you were saying that you were going to do it after you installed these baseboards. And let's be honest, you ended up, what, building a router table first? It would have been like 9 months of them having a two-bedroom house when they paid for a three-bedroom house. Now, if you would have the job done, say, 3 days later, and the piano was really in your way while you were trying to do the job, then I could look back and I could say, oh, yeah, that was kind of silly of me. But that would have been proven by the fact that you finished the job 2 or 3 days later, not by you assaulting us and trying to harm us and make a point to us and control us. As it turned out, I made a good decision. I made a good decision for our portfolio. I made a good decision for myself. I made a good decision for the tenants. I made a good decision for you. I used excellent judgment. I got help when I needed help. I did the right thing. I wasn't in the wrong. I wasn't in sin. I wasn't controlling you. I wasn't doing anything to your property. It was my property, and I was making good decisions. Yeah, from a house that somebody else was now renting to a house that we were now living in. That's what I did. It was reasonable. And you understand, it wasn't like my parents moved the piano that night. I had had a professional move the piano. No. They're not capable of moving that piano. It requires a professional. They were over here that night after the professional had moved the piano to help bring some other stuff over from the shed. It didn't really make sense that you were so upset. It still doesn't really make sense that you were so upset.
Well, that's to me. I don't.
But what I'm saying is that attitude is not okay. That's extraordinarily controlling. And for you to think the right way to go about
it. It's not controlling of anything other than what's mine. It's not control. That's what I mean. We have to be able to come to agreements about how things happen and not railroad one another.
Well, it is, but it's doing more than railroading somebody when you walk outside naked to show somebody's mother that they don't have a right to do what they just did. If they actually don't have a right to do what they just did, you could go to the police. Or if you think they have a legal right but not a moral right.
Completely an arbitrary construct that's got nothing to do with anything.
What's an arbitrary construct?
You could go to the police to complain about your mother-in-law moving your piano, like.
So you think a reasonable way to control people is to walk outside completely naked and make a point? That's
at my property? Where
outside.
I'm free to be naked at my house? Yes.
No, you're not. You walked outside. Knowing that
my
your
doorway.
Mother-in-law was, knowing that your mother-in-law was there
without
for
permission.
The purpose, she had my permission and she's my mother and it was my real estate. And she was in the driveway. That's, I mean, even if she was inside the house, that's never an okay way to control a woman.
It's never okay to somebody's property into their house without their permission. That's not okay.
Dustin, it was my real estate.
You're acting like, yeah, you're acting like everything that you do is fine and I just have to put up with it or it's abusive. That's.
Well, no, but if you're going to enforce punishing me for not doing it the way you wanted to do it by being naked in front of my mother without her consent, then it's really...
I don't actually have anything to do with you.
You're really twisting it backwards. The reality of that situation is that I, Aaron, just have to do whatever you, Dustin, want, or else I, Aaron, am going to be abused.
That's not true.
Because that, yes, the nudity was a power and control move. It was meant to humiliate my mother and I. It was meant to scare my mother and I. It was meant to show you that you have power over my mother and I. It was meant to elicit feelings of disgust in my mother and I. Like you're emotionally punishing us for not doing the behaviors that you wanted us to do. If you're saying
okay,
that you believe
you had already punished me by not going by our agreement to move our piano when we agreed to.
No, you
not
said a few weeks.
Because you did it.
Dustin, you said a few weeks. I told the tenants a few weeks. Turns out it was going to be 9 months or more. I wasn't controlling you. I was controlling myself.
Because actions that you take are never controlling, Aaron.
It wasn't.
It doesn't matter
that
your actions affect other people. They only are within your sphere, but if anybody does anything that affects you, that's abusive.
No. Moving my piano out of my rental property because I have a lease agreement signed with a tenant is not abuse. Walking outside.
Nobody's accusing you of abuse. You're accusing me of being abusive.
Yeah, walking outside and showing genitals to a mother-in-law to punish her for being helpful is definitely abuse.
You're defining it as helpful because it accomplished your goals.
Yeah, she was being helpful to me. She didn't do anything wrong. She wasn't in sin.
To me.
She wasn't in sin. But you were angry.
Because her actions accomplished your goals, she wasn't in sin.
If you got up the next day and you called the piano mover and you asked him to move the piano somewhere, he would have done it, and nobody would have gone naked in front of you to punish you for it. We recognize that you have agency over yourself, but you don't recognize that other people have agency.
You don't have agency over my piano, Aaron.
Dustin, it was my piano, and even if you had, it was my piano. Deb was very, very clear that she wanted it to be used, and I was a music major. And she definitely gave it to us after we were married for that reason. And even if she gave it to us because you were a piano player and I was an aviation major, it still would have been joint marital property. But even if she'd given it to you when you were a 10-year-old, and even if you had like a title for it, again, you can't leave your property in a building that somebody else has occupancy rights to. I was doing the right and the legal thing. And what was really out of control on your end was how long your projects were going to take. And at that point in time, you really hadn't wrapped your head around the fact that you can stay a few weeks and it's going to end up being a year. But that's not okay for the tenants. So I can be made to be uncomfortable because you have projects going on. You can be made to be uncomfortable because you have projects going on. We can rough it while we wait for something to get finished around our house. But we can't make our tenants live in a two-bedroom when they're paying us for a three-bedroom. And I'm not controlling you. I'm not controlling you by removing property from a house that it doesn't have a right to be in. I didn't do anything that deserved the level of punishment that you inflicted upon me. Wouldn't Ted say that we could have a difference of opinion about what's the best thing to do with that piano? I'm an adult. You can't control another adult, even if she's your wife. But the truth is that you have. You have. It was there's so many things even before that you had done that had conditioned me to be fearful of what reaction you might have if I acted in the way that I actually thought was best.
you're saying you want to see it, though.
Want to see it?
Yeah, you, like, if you're abusive, if you're controlling, if you're manipulative, like, you really want to understand.
Yeah. Wouldn't be doing any
it's
of this.
Harmful, you don't want to. You don't want to do harmful things to your family.
That is true.
So, we're talking like about a really, really specific, offense that would be universally considered abusive, but you're systematically like saying that you won't trust anybody else's judgment. And this is where it's just not helpful. It's just not helpful to say that I am the one right person on the face of the planet who thinks that being naked, to make the point that somebody's meddling too much, is okay, and everybody else on the face of the planet is wrong in thinking that that's controlling. Are you saying that you're now going to just take your new therapist's word for it? Like,
I don't need a therapist. I agree that I shouldn't have done that.
But you won't label it as controlling. You won't think about what effect that had on my behavior, even subconsciously. What?
It had zero effect on your behavior.
Well, your intention was for it to have an effect. Your intention was to do something outrageous to make the point that I didn't have the right to meddle with your stuff.
Yes.
Your intention was to let me know that there would be repercussions if I meddled with your stuff in the future. So if the net effect is that you get to have an entire, you know, room of the house as your office, and you get to have the entire shed, and years down the road, you have a 2.5-car garage, and you get angry at me for placing your baby's stroller in that garage, and I try to resist knowing that that baby needs that stroller to be in a place where it's sheltered from being outside, but not a safety risk to the baby getting its fingers caught inside. Like, I've already been conditioned to know that really bad things happen when I meddle. And that's not normal. Like, normal women, you know, normal marriages, women can keep their house. Women can be domestic. Women can organize things. And we've not ever had the ability for me to do anything in my own house because of your anger and your contempt. And because of really, 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 really outrageous actions that you've taken to punish me when I've gotten out of line, in your opinion. And there's no plane on which it's okay for you right now to tell me that that has zero effect on my behavior. I'm the victim, and I'm telling you it did.
I'm telling you, it was psychologically disturbing, just like you intended it to be.
All right. I'm sorry. That was disturbing.
Okay. You can accept that it was disturbing. But you're not actually ready to repent until you understand it as just a blip in a I know, but it's just a blip in a very intense and very long pattern of behaviors that were unreasonably designed to force your wife to be compliant. And that even tonight, like, I'm being asked to take on the shame, the blame, the guilt of having been a bad wife that night. You're asking me to feel all of that. You should be feeling shame, blame, and guilt about what happened, and you're asking me to feel that. So...
I'm not asking you to feel anything.
You are. You are. No, 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 no. You've told me all kinds of things about me. You want me to believe all kinds of lies about myself. You want me to believe that I was being controlling of you. So that's blame shifting.
Indisputable, in my opinion. I wasn't the one that controlled the outcome of what happened. You were. You want to call it joint property, that's fine. So I had an intended outcome for outcome for our joint property, and you affected a solution that would ensure that my rights were overridden and yours were affected.
Justin, the tenants had property rights to not have it in that dwelling. If you wanted to turn around the next day and have the piano carted off to the dump, nobody was stopping you. If you wanted to figure out a way to rent a little space in a warehouse to have it out of your way until you were ready for it, nobody was stopping you. I wasn't trying to control you. I was just making a responsible adult decision as a good and faithful wife and as a good and faithful landlord. I was just adulting. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't anything to do with you. I was just going about my own life in a responsible way. And you want me to believe that that means that I'm controlling or that I affected the outcome in some one-sided, unilateral way that I should be ashamed of. And that's just not real, and it's not
fair. You know that
fair.
We had an agreement not to do it. You know that you did it without my permission.
No,
against my
no, I know that you told me.
Yes, you did.
I know you told me tell the tenants a couple of weeks. And I know that in reality, it ended up being at least 9 months before you finished that project that you were saying you had to finish before we could move the piano over. So I'm not ashamed of what I did, and I'm not going to believe you that we had an agreement in place. I mean, it's just like the thing with Jack's, you know, Dad's house at Jack's Beach. You made an agreement, and yeah, you talked about the contingency of, well, what if this ends up taking longer time than, you know, April? But once you get 9 months past that, like, the contingency is not really even... I mean, it just gets a little murky, you know what I mean? So you tell the tenant a couple of weeks, you know, at some point, the agreement can't any longer be, well, it stays there until Dustin finishes his project that he said would only take a couple weeks. I love you. This is just another one of those things, like when people were telling you that you cheated on me with Julie, like, you can just go out in the world and you can just get, you know, 50 random people. And they're all going to tell you the same thing. They're all going to tell you, it sounds like your wife is a pretty... pretty good at organizing a home and moving and being a landlord and was making a good decision. And it sounds like you're kind of sick. But I'm telling you, in a conversation right now about it, if you're trying to tell me that I was the one being controlling, that's blame shifting. If you're serious about it, though, you need to stop and think about what people you actually trust.
I don't know what you mean, but...
Like, are there people whose opinion you value? Are there people whose judgment you value? Are there people who you can look at and say, this person has a healthy marriage? Or, you know, this person... understands how you should respond when people aren't behaving the way you want. Or this person... seems to know how to differentiate one person's, you know, autonomy from a different person's autonomy.
I don't need help with that.
Well... you do. I mean, if you're thinking that you are the best at that on the face of the planet, that there's, out of billions of people, there's nobody on planet Earth who's alive right now who is as good as you are at differentiating two people's autonomy from one another. There's nobody on the face of this planet who's as good at knowing what it takes to have a healthy marriage as you are. There's nobody on the face of this planet who's as good at interpersonal conflict as you are. Like, if you are number one, then you need to figure out who's number two. And you need to compare notes with that person. Because you're not going to, I just don't think you're obviously very set in your way of thinking. But you're talking about being willing to change your way of thinking. That's not going to happen in a vacuum. You have to have something else to change too. And you're obviously not going to do it just by listening to me. If I say something against me is abuse, then you imagine that I'm doing that for some kind of selfish reason. So you kind of need a third party who you can't, you know, can't accuse in that way. You don't feel like you trust your therapist judgment on stuff like that?
I've only met with him for like an hour.
So you don't know if you trust him?
No.
Huh?
I do not know.
But you know, now here, honestly, somebody you should be able to trust is Chris.
Who's that?
Chris Moles.
Or any.
Because he's, you know what I mean? Like, he knows the real deal. So he wouldn't turn and, he wouldn't turn a woman just not liking what somebody says and equate that with a woman who's been given a black eye. He takes it too seriously.
I don't know, but I will be willing to try.
What day is your appointment with your therapist? What day is your appointment?
Thursday.
Okay. Are you wanting to? Well, I guess it might not be good to have our kids overnight because of coronavirus. What do you think?
Didn't understand what you said.
I was thinking about seeing if you wanted to do overnights with the kids. But then I was thinking, well, that might spread coronavirus.
You're saying have the kids come over here?
Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking that way. But what we've been doing is fine. It gives them a lot of stability and fun, quality time with you, and it lets you focus on, you know, your things that we need you to work through.
All right. Yeah, I don't know that bringing the kids over here would be appreciated. They've got Jesse home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. I just, you know, I just want you to know that's how I feel about our children's best interest. That, like, I'm not selfishly wanting them to always be with me and not see you, right? Like, it'd be really good for me. To not have them all the time.
Oh. Come stay over here and I could go over there.
Right. More than anything, though, we need you to, like, work on yourself.
Okay.
We need the taxes done. We need you able to be accountable to other people's judgment. We need you to quit smoking. And we need you to repent of your abusive behavior. Our kids need that. Our kids need that so that we can model a functional, loving marriage under one roof in front of them forever. I'm tired.
All right, go to bed.
I'm in bed.
Okay, go to sleep.
Do you get to go to work later than normal tomorrow because of the meeting cancellation?
Oh, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Just pushing up for that.
All right, bye.
Bye. I love you.
Love you, too.